Hey, we appreciate the privilege of being here and appreciate what our heart's been made to feel in the service this morning. Been good to be here. If you don't read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of Psalms. Just have to bear with us this morning. We're going to read a few verses. We believe out of 115th Psalm. You're going to read a few verses there out of the 73rd Psalm. Going to read some there. Out of the 89th Psalm. Out of the 102nd Psalm. The 103rd Psalm. And the 119th Psalm. You just have to bear with us this morning. I appreciate the service. I really do. You have to bear with me. I'll give them to you again because I got to find them just like you do. Psalm, we're going to read starting with the 15th verse. It says, "You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord." 73rd Psalm. Start with the 24th verse. "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." 89th Psalm. We're going to start with the 4th verse. "Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations, Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. Psalms 102. We're going to start with the 18th verse. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. When the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. Psalms 103. We're going to start with the 10th verse. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Psalms 119. And we'll read a verse or two, starting with about the 80. We'll start with the 86th verse. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Now I'm going to go back to the 115th Psalm, and we'll reread a verse or two. But before I do that, I'm going to read you a verse out of the book of Ecclesiastes. You don't have to turn. It's just one verse, but you can look it up. Book of Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, and it's the 2nd verse. He says, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. There's a lot that I'll never get around to, more than likely, in this that we've read to you this morning. And I'll be quite frank with you. I'm just going to wait on the Lord just a minute. We've got a thought. I'd like to do that, that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts to do in the service today. But I appreciate what I've already felt, what I've already heard in the service. It's been good. It's been encouraging. And it's been a blessing. Just been a blessing. I read you several verses, and there's There's hundreds of verses that we could read this morning about heaven. About heaven. The last verse that I read to you said that the Lord was in heaven and we is upon earth. He said, let thy words be few. Few. Now I want to talk just a little bit this morning, God being my helper. And I've got too many things going on. Gene's talking about how full he was, and I'm beyond. You may not understand, but I'm just beyond. I'm beyond full. There's times that you can you get full, and it works different. It really does. It works different. Works different with me than it probably does somebody else. But there's a verse that's in one of the books. I don't know where it's in Nehemiah. Not 100% sure. I've read it just recently. And it said that the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. The heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. The 115th Psalm says, the heavens, even the heavens, the heaven, even the heavens, plural, are the Lord's. I want to stop right there. Hopefully I'll come back to the rest of this verse in a little while. But I want to talk to us this morning. You say, preacher, you're going to preach a sweet message. I doubt there's very few of you think of me as a sweet preacher. that ought to make me feel bad. It really doesn't. I'm going to try my best this morning to do that. I feel the Lord's laid on my heart, but I'm going to tell you something else. More than that, I'm going to do just exactly like they done in the upper room. And they waited on the moving of the Holy Spirit. You might have been better off if Gene could have just kept going. This morning, they sung the song a while ago, God's Message to Man. That's a wonderful song, by the way. It's got a great message. It says, it imparts joy to hearts that are weary, worn, something else. Burden. What? Burden. Burden. Yeah. Weary, burden, and worn. Weary, burden, and worn. There's three of them. Weary, burden, and worn. It imparts joy to hearts. Woo! Y'all just don't know. That's what the Word of God will do for you. Amen. It imparts joy to hearts that are weary, burdened, and worn. Listen. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. Are the Lord's. Woo! 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 Y'all just don't know. That ain't all that verse. Woo! Woo! Gonna try my best to follow him. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. Listen. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! There's something that I've got to do. Do you know that? Preacher, I don't understand all this. Well, get in a boat with me. I don't understand it all either. The heaven, even the heavens. Now that's plural. Are the Lord's. Tells me more. There are more than one heaven. We all get tore up about some things, but I'll challenge you. I don't throw out too many challenges, but I'll challenge you. You figure out how many heavens they are. And while you're at it, you figure out where they are too. Glory! Hallelujah! Listen. But. There's a but in there. You know when but comes up? Things change. We're leaving heaven. You hear me? But. Is that what it says? The earth hath he given to the children of men. Heaven. I don't know this morning. I really don't. I'll be honest with you, I don't. I can get to reading and I can get to studying, and I've done it more than once. And when it's all said and done, I've closed my book and I say, thank you, Lord. And I feel satisfied at that point most of the time that I got what I need. There's always a but. There's always a but. I'll be quite frank with you this morning. There's more going on here than we're seeing. Yes, sir. Some of you can hear it. Did you know that when they is in the upper room, the Bible says that it come like a what? Mighty rushing wind. And it said upon each one of them as cloven tongues of fire. They had never seen that. No, they hadn't. I'm as honest as I can be with you this morning. I've got a message And I just don't know whether I'm going to get there or not. This morning. Hear me. Hear me. Pray for me. Brethren, there is a heaven. Yes, they are. There is, my friend, somewhere that you will spend eternity.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Not you as a person. Listen. But somewhere you will spend eternity. I want to try to preach, if the Lord let me this morning, about this side of heaven. This side of heaven. Now, saying that right now, I'm just going to be honest with you, that might be all you get. There's a good spirit in this place. You know, I'm glad that we have a place that we can come. Now, you can do this at home. But the truth of it is, He wants us assembled together.
Amen.
There is a difference. Always has been. Always will be. You will spend eternity somewhere. People don't like to hear about hell. Hell's real.
Amen.
The lake of fire is real. Heaven is real.
Amen.
There's more scripture in the book that you talking about heaven. And I've preached this for years, and I'll continue preaching it. There is very little description of heaven. In the Bible. But as sure as I'm standing here, He has always separated the two. He separated the three, if you want to have it. He separated the earth from the heavens. Did He not? He has separated hell, the lake of fire, from heaven. Eternally, you will spend somewhere. Somewhere. This side of heaven, what does that mean to you? Think about it. What does that say to you? This side of heaven. Woo! Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Your days are numbered. Numbered. It's just like the sea. It's just like the ocean. Brethren, it don't come but so far. Then she'd go right back out. You can go down there and look at whatever seashore you want to go on. You'll find her. She'll go out. And after a while, here she comes back. But if you'll look at her, as far as she goes. Is it not? Brethren, I'm going to be honest with you. I believe if a person can shorten their days, I sure do believe you can lengthen them. Don't you? There's something, my friend, to do with how things are between you and the Lord. Everybody don't live to be 90. Everybody don't live to be 80. 70. 50. 40. 30. Think about it. Everybody don't make it. But I'm going to tell you something. That soul that's inside of man, brethren, has an opportunity. Some point or another before they leave here. Preacher, I don't believe that. This side of heaven. This side. Folks, I'm not going to preach to you that there is an opportunity after you leave this world. Ain't going to happen. You know why it ain't going to happen? Because it wasn't made that way. It wasn't made that way. He said he had no pleasure in them that went down to silence. Down. There's down and there's up. We call it down and up. Do we not? I'm not going to get into the heavens and the heavens of heaven. I want you to realize that we live on this side of heaven. If there's anything to me and you, between us and God, it'll be done on this side of heaven. Amen. Yes, sir. There's no opportunity, folks, to make the slate clean when you leave here. That slate will read just exactly like it does the day you die. Yes, sir. Brethren, you've been true to God. When you leave here, my friend, heaven will be your home. Amen. Yes, it will. I don't care what you believe about the hereafter. There is a heaven awaiting you. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! 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 Heaven is my home. I'm going there. Hallelujah! Ain't nothing you can do about it. I'm not going to need healing when I get to heaven. And I'm going to preach to you this morning. You ain't either. This side. This side of heaven. What does it mean to you? Folks, if there's anything you'll ever do to portray Jesus in your life, it'll be here. Yes, sir. It'll be here.
Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. These men, it writes about men that have seen the heavens open. Thank God, what did they see? Woo! Hallelujah! Listen! Folks, I'm going there! Thank God you can't stop me! They sang an old song, says, "We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes on Jesus." The question was asked, I'm going to tell you something. They got some beautiful songs out. They're coming up with new ones all the time. Some of them's pretty good. Some of them just deal with the everyday attributes of living. That's what I call it. And I'm going to tell you something. As long as I am in this tabernacle and in this life, my friend, I'll deal with this world. And you will too. This side of heaven. Heaven is my home. I'm going there. You going? We're not home yet. Listen. This side of heaven, what does it mean to you? Did you know that salvation is on this side? This side. You're not going to be need saved up there. No, sir. The reason you're going is because you are saved. Bought by the blood. Redeemed. Regenerated. Thank God, been touched by God. I don't care what you call it. Brethren, it takes the blood to get you there. This side. Where did Christ die? He didn't die in heaven. He came from heaven. Yes, sir. But he didn't stay. He went back to heaven. Yes, sir. What did Jacob see? Jacob, years before that Christ ever come, what did he see? He said, "I saw a ladder, brethren, and angels ascending and descending, up and down on it." He said, "It's none other than the house of God." Woo! Woo! This side of heaven! The Bible teaches us about a man by the name of Stephen. Now, you want to hear a message to a generation of unbelievers? You read the 7th chapter, I believe it is, 6th or 7th, of the book of Acts. He rehearsed it from Abraham all the way down. Yes, he did. And then he told them that he is talking to just how blind they were, how stiff-necked they were. Yes, sir. And the Bible said that they thought so much of that message that they took him out. And they began to stone him. Yes, sir. And the scripture plainly says that Stephen, looking up, he said, I see the heavens open. Woo! And Jesus standing at the right hand of God, my friend. Woo! Woo! This side. Folks, if you make it to heaven, you'll get born again. This side. This side. If you make it to heaven, my friend, you'll find yourself repented up. This side. Preacher, I won't have that. Yes. You'll leave here with clean hands. There ain't no washroom between here and there. Glory, hallelujah! You're one of his, or brethren, you're the devil's one. Preacher, I don't have to live like y'all live. You don't have to, but I'm going to tell you something. You better have the same thing we got. I ain't talking about naturally. I'm talking about spiritual relationship between you and the Lord. You'll have it this side. I'm going to tell you something else. You wait too late in life, my friend, you won't know how to enjoy it. No, you won't. This side. Old Peter was one of the disciples. Y'all know the scripture. And Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and he told them what was going on. Listen, folks. There was a Gentile down there that the Bible said was praying and giving alms deeds daily. And he evidently got a hold of God. Peter had been on a journey and he had come to a house, and while they was fixing supper, so to speak, he went up on the housetop. The Bible said that he was hungered. He is hungry. And him in that state, the scripture says that he saw the heavens opened. And a great sheet knit on four corners. Listen, let down in the midst of him. And it told Peter, said, Peter, arise and eat. And there was everything in this sheet. All kind of meats. I can say that. Clean and unclean. And Peter said, I've never eaten anything unclean. And the Lord spoke to him. The scripture says this was done thrice, three separate times. And the Lord spoke unto him, and he said, Peter, that I have cleansed, call not common nor unclean. It showed Peter something. Listen, folks, this side of heaven. You hear me? I'm not going to say what people might see. I know, folks, that their heart quit. They was legally dead. They come back. And some of them has a convincing story about what they saw. But I think of Walden Abernathy a good bit when I think about some folks. Walden had a massive heart attack there in his house, and right before the EMTs got there, he is gone. He is gone. They revived him back, and the very words that come out of his mouth, and I got it from a good source. They is all there. He said, "Why did you bring me back? Why did you bring me back?" Listen, this side of heaven, Walden Abernathy lived a couple of months, I guess, after that. One Wednesday night, that's all he's ever said. He never would say. That's all it said. One Wednesday night before he passed away, he got up at church and he said, "The Lord's given me a message." Lord's given me a message. It thrilled him to death. Lord's given me a message. He said, "I don't know whether I'm going to get to preach it or not, but the Lord's given me a message." Listen, folks, this side of heaven. What are you trying to say, preacher? This side of heaven. What does it matter how we live this side of heaven? What does it matter? Ask yourself that question. What does it matter? It doesn't take anything to live like the world. Do you know that? If you'll live for the Lord, my friend, I'm just going to be honest with you. It could be a struggle. It could be a battle. It not only could be, it will be. You will have a daily battle. Preacher, I don't believe I can handle it. You ain't going to heaven. You ain't going. Preacher, I don't believe. You ain't going. You hear me? You say, "Preacher, you're not my judge." No. But this side of heaven, my friends, where everything gets done for you to get over yonder. There ain't no in between. I'm not going to preach you one. That book don't tell you about one. The choice this morning, folks, it's not anybody in this house except yours. Yours. Up to you. There's a man
asked the preacher one day, he said, how am I going to make it to heaven? He talked to him. I'm going to be as honest as I know how to be. I think I've got some in that Bible. It's made a little old card. They'll tell you, pray this prayer. Pray this prayer, you'll be saved. Folks, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of deceiving going on. According to the Word of God, it takes a broken heart and a contrite spirit. It takes a person repenting. Repenting, and I'm just going to give you the true definition of repentance, is to turn from. And the preacher began to talk to this man. He said, well, he said, you ought to do this. He said, you ought to pray to God like everything depends on Him.
Yeah.
And his second thing was, and you ought to live like everything depends on you.
Yeah.
What do you mean, preacher? There's two of you involved here. You and the Lord. You ain't going to make it to heaven without Him. You'll never climb up any other way except through the name of Jesus. Come and get a verse of a song. I'm not nowhere near finished. Ain't even got started. But I want you to think this morning. I really do. I want you to think about this side of heaven. Listen. I serve a compassionate God. I serve a merciful God. I serve a loving God. I serve a forgiving God. Listen. But I also serve a just God. And sometimes He can be a God of wrath. Hear me. This side of heaven. I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you something else. Folks, I don't care who you are. Brethren, you leave this life, you'll leave with a clean slate. It'll not be marred. No way, form, nor fashion. Preacher, I don't know about that. This side of heaven, I'd hate to know that I was going to heaven and I didn't know something about it. Wouldn't you? Have you ever been somewhere, maybe on a vacation or maybe a trip? Have you ever been there and when you got home and you was glad to get back home, but then a few months had passed away and you get to thinking, well, I'd just like to go see a little bit more of that. I'd like to go venture out just a little more, find out what's around there, find out what all that's about. Preacher, listen. I don't believe if you're going to heaven, my friend, that you can leave here without knowing something about it. Do I know what all everything is? No way, form nor fashion. But I'm going to tell you something. I've been acquainted with the One.
Amen.
Thank God that has showed me a few things.
And I'm going to say this. He can open heaven for you.
Amen.
Yes, He can. But listen, we're not home yet, children. So keep your eyes on Jesus. That book right there is full of heaven. But the way that the scripture reads and the way that this book details things, it's made for the redeemed. The Bible says, point blank, that hell was not made for us. It was made for the devil and his angels. Read it. It's in there. So you leave here, you're going to heaven, or you're going to the lake of fire, which is the second death, by the way. And they're parted. There's nothing, brethren, there's separation between that forever. Forever. I don't run around the cemeteries looking for my loved ones. I know where most of them's planted, but I don't look for them to be there, Robert, when I go visit. And I do go visit. Yes, sir. I do. And the fact of it is, they're not home. Preacher, mine's buried over yonder. I really don't care where they're buried. They're not there. God's message to man, it imparts joy to hearts weary, burdened, and worn. If you're weary on the journey, if you're burdened, if you're worn, the Lord can help you. You may continue on in that weary state. You may continue on in that burdened state. And you may continue on in that worn state. But I'd rather be in them three states with Jesus than to have all that this world can afford and die and go to hell. This side of heaven, while we stand. 373.